OK, I'll start with the Irish Independent this morning, and they're leading with the story, long-term L drivers are gaming the system. And the article says more than 37,000 people are on their fourth or subsequent learner driving permit, and some motorists appear to game the system, according to the Road Safety Authority. The wider concerns around learner driving comes as Agriculture Minister Barry Cowan refused to disclose how he managed to get to the age of 49 without acquiring a full driver's licence. Speaking in the Dáil last night, Mr. Cowan apologised again for the drink driving incident, which he said was a stupid mistake. And he said he was driving on a learner permit as his provisional licence had lapsed. He argued that before recent and proper reforms of the system, it was not uncommon for people of all ages and levels of experience to drive with either a provisional or a learner driver permit. He said this had been bad practice. The paper also has a picture of Amber Heard, the actor, arriving at the High Court in London yesterday, where she faced former husband Johnny Depp during his lawsuit against a British newspaper for its claim that he had been violent towards her. Moving then to the Irish Times, and it has a picture of a mother holding her newborn baby outside the Dáil yesterday, and it's Paula Sullen of Lusk in County Dublin, and she's one of the mothers who are backing calls for an extension to maternity leave and pay for by 3 months for women who didn't have the usual supports during the COVID-19 lockdown. And she's pictured clutching her baby and clutching an umbrella in the lashing of rain yesterday outside the Dáil as they continue their calls, saying that they should get more maternity leave and more pay, just given that what happened, that they had their new babies in the height of the most difficult circumstances. The paper also, its main story today is Taoiseach says drive for border poll divisive. And it says Taoiseach Micheál Martin is to travel to Northern Ireland tomorrow to meet First Minister Arlene Foster and Deputy First Minister Michelle O'Neill as the new government sets out to rejuvenate North-South relations, officials said. Mr. Martin told the Irish Times he'd take a pragmatic approach and seek to promote practical cooperation between North and South and would not be pushing the British government for a border poll. He said there were two different philosophies and two approaches at work. One is to just have a border poll and get a majority, but mine is much more rooted in the Good Friday Agreement, a consensus approach. So that's the cover of the Irish Times this morning. Moving then to the Irish Examiner, and it leads with a story about concern over COVID tracing system. Now, this is the new app I downloaded myself. Did you? Basically, this tracker app to see if someone near you had COVID-19. But Keenan Brennan from the Irish Examiner says privacy concerns have been raised over this new COVID-19 tracker app after it emerged that GPS location services are a prerequisite for people who are on a certain type of phone. The app, which has been at the design stage for more than 3 months and subject to a series of delays, was launched to some fanfare by the HSC and the Department of Health yesterday, with 800,000 downloads noted last night, and numbers continue to rise. And the paper says that Android users currently represent roughly 39% of the Irish smartphone market, and they are the ones with the GPS location services that are the prerequisite for it. The paper also has a story by the security correspondent Cormac O'Keefe, and he says that Garda supervisors call for spit hoods to be retained. So 9 out of 10 frontline Garda supervisors want spit hoods to be kept as part of Gardaí's protective equipment once the COVID-19 regulations have expired. So they've been wearing them during the lockdown to protect themselves against people who spit at them while they're trying to arrest them or deal with them. Civil rights groups have opposed them, but Garda Commissioner Drew Harris has defended their use in protecting members from reprehensible attacks. And would you believe there have been 121 spitting or coughing attacks on Gardaí since COVID-19 emergency regulations came in on April the 8th. Moving then to the Herald, and it leads with a story by an abuse survivor who is pleading with people not to suffer in silence. The Irish Daily Star this morning is leading with a story about the Kinahan crime gang. The Irish Daily Mail then, they're leading again with the COVID tracker app, and it says the app is leaving the elderly in the dark. And it says the government's new phone app to help battle coronavirus launched with great fanfare yesterday, but it says it's of limited use to those who need it the most. The majority of our elderly people will be excluded from using the COVID-19 tracker as they don't own smartphones. And this is a warning from Age Action. And the charity is pleading with the government to help the elderly to get access to this app. So definitely something worth worth bearing in mind. The Sun then and The Mirror, they both lead with the story about the High Court battle between A-list actress Johnny Depp and Amber Heard, which is being heard in the High Court in London. Now, he's suing a paper over claims he'd been violent towards her. And all the papers run with extensive details now of this court case this morning. And look, I guess there's massive interest in it because of the details about such high profile stars, and we rarely get such a glimpse into their lives. But the papers now, most of them, have a photo of Johnny Depp on a hospital stretcher with blood on his finger, with him claiming his ex-wife sliced off his fingertip by throwing a bottle of vodka at him in a violent rage. Now, some of the papers this morning, they're describing this trial as a blockbuster, and I have to say I'm quite uncomfortable with this. This is a story about alleged domestic abuse, with one side blaming the other, so I'm not sure we should be treating it as if it's like we're eating popcorn and watching a film. Elsewhere this morning, the Irish Times has a story by the paper's education editor Carl O'Brien, who writes that students in disadvantaged secondary schools are three times more likely to have disengaged with their teachers during lockdown. The survey of more than 700 secondary school teachers by researchers in Trinity College says 32% of teachers in DESH schools or disadvantaged schools have reported low levels of engagement with 30% of their students. And when they probed why there was a lack of why they weren't engaging with them, it was down to a lack of interest, followed by a lack of support at home and limited access to devices like, let's say, the internet or their phones. So I guess this is the ongoing concern since the schools have been shut, that disadvantaged students, they're the ones being hit the hardest, and it could have long, serious term ramifications. And the Irish Daily Mail then this morning, the Irish Daily Mirror rather, has a story this morning about how men are closing the life expectancy gap on women. It says new CSO figures show people are living longer than ever before, and men have gained an extra 1.2 years of life to a life expectancy on average of 79.6 years. Great, we get to put up with you for longer, while it's 83.4 years for women. And the stats show women in the West live the longest, while it's the men in the Mideast of the country that live the longest. And the people across all of Europe who have the longest life expectancy are Italian men.